Guardian Unlimited.
France has been racked by 2 months of protests over a controversial employment law. Angélique Chrysaphis is in Paris.
Well, Jacques Chirac started off the day by making an announcement that the really controversial first new employment law was going to be replaced. Everyone had been poised to find out what he would say because it's been a very, very tense weekend in Paris at the heart of government. Dominique de Villepin, the Prime Minister, made his point clear as far back as November that he was going to single-handedly tackle France's youth unemployment problem, which is very high. It's the highest in Western Europe and rises to about 50% of all young people in the suburbs. Now, he basically pushed through a controversial law in March without any debate in Parliament, which said that all people under the age of 26 could be taken on in easy hire, easy fire contracts, which would mean that after 2 years they could have been sacked and the employer didn't have to give any reason for this. Now, this measure had had people on the streets protesting for 2 months. Students have still been blockading faculties. I went to faculties at the end of last week that were still completely and utterly bombarded and barricaded with desks, with students sleeping in sleeping bags, stopping anyone coming into the universities. And really, it got to the point this weekend where the government had to come up with a solution.
What is the solution, then?
Well, what's been decided this morning is that the CPE, the first employment contract, is going to be scrapped. To use Jacques Chirac's correct word, it's going to be replaced. The government is really sensitive about what vocabulary they're using here. But essentially, this is a nail in the coffin for the law, which has gone out the window, and it's also really the beginning of Dominique de Villepin's political obituary.
Wow. So, I mean, it's not the first time, of course, that Chirac ditched his favoured prime ministers, is it?
Well, Dominique de Villepin has managed to save a tiny bit of face in the fact that he hasn't resigned. We were all waiting to see whether he would. He is sort of the great sort of poet advisor to Jacques Chirac, and he has stood firm in all of this. After Jacques Chirac spoke, Dominique de Villepin did a press conference in which he gave his first mea culpa. He said, for the first time, I regret that I've been misunderstood throughout the whole of this crisis. He still thinks he was right. His allies have taken to the airwaves this morning to say that, well, it might have been a really tricky 2 months for France, but at least Dominique de Villepin has succeeded in forcing a debate about unemployment. So really, he's still putting a positive spin on this. But he's actually, he's plunged so far in the popularity ratings, he's actually broken all records for the fastest possible decline in popularity of a French prime minister. Will he stand for the presidency in 2007, which is what he'd been planning to do? Nobody knows, but certainly things are looking pretty grim for him today.
And what about France's economy? Where are we left in terms of actually reforming it?
Yeah, there's what they call the Code de Travail, the working laws here are very important. And they pretty much preserve ideas which in reality aren't always the case. The 35-hour week, for example, a lot of people are really busting their guts working much more than 35-hour weeks. And obviously many students and young people don't get jobs for life, which they would want, and are having to work in very precarious situations. That hasn't really changed. What the new law that's going to be put into place now to replace the controversial first employment contract is going to focus on young people leaving school with no qualifications who can't find jobs. So these are the people mostly in the really poor, deprived inner city areas and suburbs across France who just can't get employment. Some people are sending off 200, 300 CVs and getting nothing in return. So the government says they're going to deal with those young people first. So there won't be one blanket law for everyone under 26. It'll really just be singling out what they call young people in difficulties. The question of reforming France in terms of economic reform, well, that is a massive issue that remains to be solved. The debate has been raging for the last 2 months, and really no one has got any closer to what to do about France's social, so-called social model.
Angélique Chrysaphis, thanks.